As the Sioux's political leaders and business figures manage the present and plan for the future, Joe Bumbaco devotes much of his time to the community's past. The 32-year-old Algoma Steel employee and Sioux native launched his Facebook page entitled Old Sioux in 2018, the site filled with photographs and text telling the stories of the community's oldest buildings. "It all started from my time living in Toronto. I lived there for about 7 years and fell in love with their built heritage. So when I moved back to the Sioux, I had a more developed eye for the buildings we have," Bumbaco told Sioux Today. The photos and stories shown on Old Sioux are drawn from old newspaper articles, many of them from the Sioux St. Marie Museum or Sioux St. Marie Public Library, as well as donated photos and, occasionally, YouTube videos. "Once I started discovering more about the history of our city, I was hooked because we have such a deep and rich history here, and a long one. There's no shortage of material to go on," Bumbaco said. His love for the Sioux's old buildings and the stories they tell also stem from his education and family. "I did have a really good history teacher in high school, but I would say it comes from my dad's side of the family. He always told me of Jamestown when it was Little Italy," Bumbaco said. The Old Sioux Facebook page is a labor of love for him in his spare time. "Anytime I'm not at work, I usually try to work on a post before I go in, so I'd say I spend 3 or 4 hours a day on it. My favorites would be the Hussey Block and the Coronation Block across from the gardens, the Dawson Block where Coach's Corner was and the property surrounding the old St. Mary's paper mill. That's always a favorite place to go exploring," Bumbaco said. He is especially interested in the Canal District's red sandstone buildings that date back to the days when Francis H. Clergue was building his industrial empire in Sault Ste. Marie. Bumbaco, when asked, said there are some figures from the past who he would have liked to meet. "I suppose Francis Clergue would be one of them, W.H. Plummer would be another, and anybody from the Sioux's pioneer days like Colonel John Prince, who's still buried in Bellevue Park. It's a public place now, but it was Prince's property, so it gives you perspective on how Bellevue Park has changed the area since then," Bumbaco said. The Facebook historian says the Sioux has done well in preserving its older buildings. "I think it's gotten better in the last few years, though we've lost a few gems, like the brewery and the smokestack, the Norgoma's gone, the St. Luke's Cathedral Parish Hall and the Sacred Heart Convent on Herrick Street." Bumbaco, who currently serves on the Sioux St. Marie Municipal Heritage Committee and the Historic Sites Board, shared some advice. "I would say when you're walking or driving around town, look around you and see what's around you and start noticing these things. It wasn't until I came back from Toronto that I started noticing them, and I had lived here all my life before that. I would say just stay curious about the background of things. There are still a lot of things that are around and hopefully going to be around for a long time to come." As for the Old Sioux page, Bumbaco said, "I've been getting a lot of young followers, especially people in high school or college, and it's refreshing to see that they're taking some interest in it. All I want to do at the end of the day is to get people interested in this stuff no matter how old they are, but if I can get younger folks to view the city in a completely different way, then I think I've done a good job."